furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories, and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Getting that brand new car you've been saving up for? It's a leap that can have you going from,
oh, how amazing is this?
To,
who are these clowns on the road?
Don't worry. Churchill is here to help keep you chilled. Oh, yes. Our uninsured driver promise means that if you're involved in an accident with an uninsured driver that isn't your fault, your no-claim discount won't be affected. Enjoy the leap into your new wheels with Churchill. With comprehensive cover, registration number, make and model of the other car is required to make a claim.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
This Easter at Morrison's, pay less with more card and choose from a range of large Easter eggs. Like Cadbury Twirl, Cream Egg, Maltesers, Celebrations, Mini Eggs, Giant Buttons... and more. Regular price, £4 each.
More card price.
£2.50 each.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores and online excludes Morrison's daily more card app required. 16 plus 185 to 220 grams without more card, £4 each. Max 12 online, end 2nd of March.
Radio X. News update next.
Kevin's neighbour Dan had lived next door for years. Dan was great. He kept to himself and was never too loud. That was until last week. Turns out Dan has taken up the bagpipes and he practices every single morning. Neighbours. They're a bit like switching bank accounts. You don't want any surprises. That's why we guarantee there won't be any when you switch with the current account switch service. Maybe it's time to switch.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
2 minutes past eight, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump has suggested Russia's war in Ukraine could have been settled very easily. The US president's been speaking after talks between American and Russian officials yesterday in Saudi Arabia. Mr. Trump also brushed off Ukraine's complaints that they've been excluded from meetings.
Today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land, everything, almost all of the land, and no people would have been killed.
In other news this morning, a review has found it can be harder for children to buy paracetamol than knives. The government set out a series of new rules for retailers, including a requirement to report suspicious sales. Rises in the prices of meat and bread, plus a jump in private school fees, have seen the cost of living go up. Inflation now stands at 3%. That's its highest level for 10 months. And children are going to be warned on YouTube and Instagram about getting addicted to vaping. The government campaign called Love Your Lungs will use online personalities targeting 13 to 18-year-olds on social media. It's the first nationwide campaign to warn young people about the dangers.
Sport.
Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says he is proud of his team despite their exit from the Champions League last night. They were beaten 3-2 on aggregate by Bayern Munich, with the Germans scoring deep into injury time in last night's second leg. Manchester City have a big task ahead of them if they're to remain in the competition. They aim to overturn a 3-2 deficit against defending champions Real Madrid tonight. Liverpool go to Aston Villa this evening in the Premier League. A win will see them go 10 points clear at the top of the table. Huge night. And British driver George... I'll take a 1-0. I'll take a 1-0. Okay. Let's say 1-0.
All right.
British driver George Russell says he's ready to challenge F1 world champion Max Verstappen again after the pair clashed at the end of last year. They exchanged strong words at the season-ending race in Abu Dhabi. The 27-year-old is now the team leader at Mercedes after Lewis left to join Ferrari.
That's right.
He says he's ready to lead from the front.
Going into this season, it's my fourth year with Mercedes. It's my seventh year in F1. I feel
last year was probably my strongest season ever in Formula One, and I feel I'm just getting stronger year on year.
She was there last night. She's such a handsome woman. She really is.
She?
George Russell. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would make a beautiful woman.
Lovely eyes.
Oh, just perfect in every way.
Yeah, it just melts you.
He was there last night at the F175 event at the O2 in London. In fact, all the drivers were there. Max was there.
Yeah.
George was there. Sat separately, obviously.
Right. Did Max get a good round of applause?
Verstappen?
Yeah.
He got a big cheer and he got some boos.
Right, okay.
It's a bit panto-y.
Yeah.
But I think I think for a lot of F1 fans, there's still a lot of respect there for all the drivers.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe not Lance Stroll, but certainly for the 19 drivers.
19 other ones.
On the grid.
Yeah.
I'm only joking, if you're listening, Mr. Stroll.
Weather.
With eBay. Enter your edge to find the right part at the right price.
Cloudy with a band of rain moving eastwards today across the UK. It'll be windy in the north of the UK as well. Temperatures, pardon me, 13 degrees. Getting milder, look, from Global Newsroom for Radio X. I'm Dominic Byrne.
It's more Chewbacca than wind, wasn't it?
That was a bit chewy.
Really?
This is Radio X.
From Global.
It's 6 minutes past eight. Welcome to your Hot Rockin' Wednesday.
The Chris Miles Show.
This is Radio X. Sensational sounds around the world from our studios here in Leicester Square, in London Town, home of the Cockneys, black cabs and expensive pints.
Will
Mellor and Ralph Little are going to be on the show.
Yay!
In about half an hour or so. Alright, how you doing? Alright. That's Will Mellor there.
That's him. That's Will.
And little Ralph Little. God bless him. When Ralph first moved to London, when he was in the Royal Family, the TV show.
Oh.
He was all wide-eyed and a giddy youngster.
Yeah.
Moving to London where the streets are paved with gold.
Mm.
Getting all excited. And I kind of took him under my wing a little bit.
Yes.
And said, listen, if you're going to be drinking all day, you need to pace yourself. Have a bag of salt and vinegar.
That's it. Wise words. He's kept to this day.
Thanks, Chris, he said.
Yeah, he said, thank you. Thank you, sir.
We shall reminisce when the boys get here in just a little bit. Now, let me run through things that are happening in the future.
The future.
Oh, missed it, Meg.
Yeah.
Nope, just me with that cut.
I see.
Tomorrow, we're going to do the show. I'm going to get my hair done. Getting me hair bleached.
Nice.
For my birthday.
Yeah.
And then we're going out.
Yeah.
We're going out for a few drinks.
Yeah.
Bit of food.
Yeah.
Well, you keep saying noonies.
Yeah.
Well, it's...
What time are you planning on starting?
It's afternoon.
Four-ish, half four.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you've finished with doing your hair done... Well, how long's your hair take? It takes ages, doesn't it?
It takes a bit, yeah, because you've got to, got to let it breathe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a hairdresser. But a couple of hours. I should be in and out within a couple of hours.
Okay.
Right.
I sit there with all the old dears. Hiya, Maureen. You're right. You know when you've got your thing on your head.
They've all got those, whatever they're called.
Hiya, Maureen. Out.
Yeah.
How's your Burt's lumbago? Oh, is he all right there? Hey, did you hear that, Ethel? Maureen was saying about Bert.
Oh, it's nice catching up with your friends, though.
Oh, it's lovely.
Bless them.
Sit there.
Yeah.
Hey, I got you some bourbons. Marge! He's deaf as a post. Got you some bourbon biscuits, and either you love them. There you go. Hey, you cheeky get. It's like Alan Partridge when he's on the till at the supermarket.
Oh, no.
And he gets into it too quickly.
There's one line you can't say from that sketch, which is lovely.
So then we're going out. We're just going to have a couple of drinks. Very sensible drinks.
Very sensible. Not pubcast drinks, is it? Just sensible ones.
Well, yeah. Who knows? And
we'll see.
Friday morning show is live from not here.
No, absolutely.
Live from somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
The morning after show.
Yeah.
That's because we can't say hangover.
No, don't want to say that because we might not have one.
I won't.
Chances are we won't.
Well, I never do.
No.
Like the morning after the pubcast, that was fine.
Yeah, well, you
during the podcast. Not so fine.
Yeah, true.
What are you doing, Captain?
You had a lot of sleep, though, that's why.
What do you mean?
You got home so early, you probably had more sleep than usual.
I had a booze when I got home. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that was
you
still...
You don't have to justify yourself to James.
No, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Or Dom.
Yeah. True.
Ever going to be from a house? A very nice house.
Yeah.
I don't get this at all. Why are we just going to someone's house? Is it yours?
It's not mine. I wish it was mine.
It's a lovely house. Oh, my goodness.
Is it yours, Pip? Are we doing it from yours?
Oh, I'd love you to, but no. It's a nice house.
Let's do it from yours.
No, because it's not too far from yours.
Don't worry about that.
Whole point.
Not yours.
It looks lovely, this place.
It's lovely.
I'm telling you now, if it's my house, you're all dead. There's no show. I'm going to be like, you can get lost.
No show.
I told you, we just started getting the kitchen painted on Monday, and I went, oh, no. And then you were like, hey, surprise, doing the birthday show. Mm. Not from the studio. We're doing it from my house. And I'm like, it's my house. You're all dead.
We wouldn't put ourselves through that. Not at all.
Abby,
chance.
You're fired for a start.
Yeah, exactly.
Has your house got a grand piano in it?
No.
Then
has your house
got no internet. It's got no power.
Has your house got a pool?
No.
No, that we're not doing it from yours.
We've got a pool.
Have we not been to this house before?
Well, me and James have.
We have.
Right, okay. No. We moved in.
No, we haven't moved in.
How long are we in the house for the weekend? For the weekend?
No, the day before.
Are we staying the night?
Just overnight.
Stay in Thursday night?
No.
You are, aren't you? Look at you. Bring your swimming trunks.
Yeah.
A little splash.
Could stay over if you want.
Don't say that.
We can all stay over if we want.
Is James going to stay there?
I'll stay wherever you are.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
That's good of you, James, just to go the extra mile.
In that case, I'll give you the address. I'm staying at the Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. I don't slow down.
Inverness. Okay?
That sounds lovely.
Holiday Inverness.
I'll tell you what.
Where's Finnish?
I'll have a drink with you at the bar.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's nice.
Yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
I would.
I'm not going to be there, Dom.
Hey, readers.
And we've got guests on Friday.
We've got a couple of guests.
Yeah.
All right. George Clooney.
Can't say, but you'll be there, so...
Is it Radio X-y?
Yes.
All right, so it's not Dua Lipa.
Yeah. Or is it?
Are we about
to start playing Dua Lipa?
Well, I don't think so.
No, I'd probably not.
We're going to have an exclusive live performance.
Yeah.
Why is it so exclusive?
Because it will never have been done in that place, in that...
Yeah, so it is exclusive.
Have you checked that they've never performed in that place before?
No.
Okay. Imagine they get there and go, oh, we've been here before.
Yeah.
God damn it! So that's going to be Friday, so make sure you're listening to Friday's show.
It should be fun.
Then we've got something else to talk about as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll talk about that in a few minutes. All I'll tell you is, and I'll tell you after the next song, it involves one of the team, somebody else... and a video camera. Details coming up.
Radio X. Coming up.
On the way.
More of Chris and the team with their fun radio broadcasting antics. You have until Sunday night to watch the pubcast. It's our charity podcast from a pub. And Chris will tell you more about it later.
Okay.
Plus... comedy acting duo Ralph Little and Will Meller are joining us in the studio shortly. I'll tell you who knows how to party. The Chris Moyle Show knows how to party.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Fire up the next song, please. Thank you.
I wanna find my money's in a bag in the back fire. The future's overdue. You're an old hat. Turning back. I'm
He's texting saying, Chris, for your birthday show every year, just go back to Amsterdam. No surprises, guaranteed good time, great listen, everyone wins.
Everyone does win.
I think people would go for anything that is really, 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 really easy to organise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it was like, we do the birthday show in the studio as normal and nothing changes apart from happy birthday.
Oh, no, hang on. I love a big show.
All right.
Oh, I like doing an OB.
Oh, I like an OB.
Oh, I love an OB.
Okay, well, for next year, I'd like to do it from Paris. Top of the Eiffel Tower, please.
Would you actually?
Yeah, can you fix that? I love a big show.
Oh, I'd love to
be
do
a big
that.
Show.
Yeah, but you don't like heights, do you? So we're always trying to think.
All right, Necker Island, on the beach at Necker Island.
Yeah, that's boring for the listeners.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, they won't find that exciting at all.
Okay, McGettigan's in Dubai. We'll do a live show from McGettigan's JLT.
Now, we're talking.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
With special guests, Guinness.
And lovely weather this time of year in Dubai.
How about that? All the guests are drinks, right? Chris, you've not seen him in a long time. Here he is. It's Pint of Lager.
Yay. Oh, look, Chris. It's Tia Maria. Oh. There she is. Hello, Tia. How are you?
Your second drink would be a Tia Maria?
Ooh. Yeah, I've got Tia Maria in my head for some reason. The last time Lucy got really, really drunk and badly hungover was on Tia Maria, and she can't touch it. She can't go anywhere near it. I don't even know what it is, really.
Our next alcoholic guest is no amateur. Please welcome Pro Secco. Hey! Oh, and they brought Rosé with them as well.
Hey, Rosé.
I kind of like this idea. I think it's got legs, which is what we wouldn't have by the end of it.
No, we wouldn't.
Right, we have a brand new feature we need to talk about. And that includes one member of the team, a mystery person, and a video camera.
The Dom Show.
Ooh. Now, do you want to tell us about the Dom Show?
I know probably as much as you do about the Dom Show, but essentially this is me, hello, Dominic Byrne, interviewing a celebrity.
Right.
It's a chat show. It's in the style of, you know, Parky back in the day, that kind of stuff.
Graham Norton,
that kind of thing.
Alan Carr.
We've got our own set.
Yes.
What?
It's brown and pink.
Lovely.
And it's called The Dom Show. It looks lovely, actually. It looks lovely. So that's what's going to happen. I'm just going to interview a celebrity in a quiz
show
format.
You're doing The Dom Show during our
show. That's it.
And it's a chat show.
Two chairs. It's a very, you know.
Two chairs, two people.
A bit of a table in the middle. So.
When are we doing this?
Beautiful.
Tomorrow.
Live?
Tomorrow.
Ooh, yes.
Live.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And who's your first guest?
No idea.
What?
No idea.
What do you mean? You haven't booked anyone?
Because you lot have refused to tell me who I'm interviewing, and I won't know, possibly, throughout the interview.
That's right.
The Dom Show.
So Dom is going to be sat on the set... Thank God I said that right. The Dom Show.
Either or, actually.
And he will say, please welcome my first guest.
Mm.
And the guest will walk in.
That's it.
And that's the first time that Dominic will know who the guest is.
Yes.
Or possibly that's the moment Dom will realise he doesn't know who the guest is.
More likely.
Now, this works on many levels because like, who are you? They could walk through the door and Dom goes, I've no idea. I don't know who they are.
Yes.
Or he would go, oh no, they're really familiar, but I can't place them. Or,
yeah.
Oh my God, I know who that person is because they're in EastEnders and I've not watched EastEnders for 23 years.
Yes.
And I don't even know their character name. Actually, I don't even know if they're still in EastEnders.
Yeah.
Or it's someone instantly recognisable who's very, very, very famous.
Right, great.
Maybe somebody that Dom's always wanted to meet.
Oh.
And you are unprepared.
It's massively.
So, for example...
Yeah.
Right, we all know you're a big fan of the band U2.
Love U2, yeah. Actually.
Okay.
I've mentioned that a few times. I love U2.
But if you were sat there tomorrow...
Yes.
And Larry Mullen Jr. from yes. U2 walked in...
I can speak to him.
You, yeah, but would you?
Well, firstly...
Because you've done no prep.
I would freeze a little bit initially because I'd probably just tell him how brilliant he is for the first 5 minutes.
Right.
He is brilliant. But yeah, absolutely. I will have probably no idea what I'm saying. But what I won't be doing is saying, who are you?
No.
Because we do that. That's a separate thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a chat show. You don't get Parky asking the guests who they are.
So the guest is obviously allowed to answer with more than yes or no. And
yes.
Like, who are you? But also, you can go, how's things?
Yeah.
What are you up to at the moment?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And they say, well, of course, we're on tour.
Yeah,
and you'll be
busy
like,
times.
That's right, you
are
on
tour. Yeah, all over the place.
And then try and work out, are they a comedian? Are they in a band?
Are they in a musical?
They look familiar.
Yeah.
You think they're in a band. Oh my God, have you ever seen them live yourself?
Yes.
But now, listen, I can help, though.
Can you?
I will be on hand to help.
Right.
Because you'll have a little earpiece.
I will. Yes.
And I've got a microphone.
Right.
So I can help you out.
Okay, so you'll do that for me, will you? You'll help me.
Ask them if they enjoy performing live.
So, and do you enjoy performing live?
Well, I'm an author, so I don't...
No, live...
I'm Roald Dahl.
Right. Do you like writing?
Ask him if he's dead.
Books. Ask him if he's dead.
Yeah, obviously. Well, and that'll be the real person, by the way. It's not going to be someone messing around. It'll be the real person.
They won't be aware that you are speaking to me in my ear. They will just hear my voice, that's all. So I will come out, no doubt, with some inane stuff that...
It ticks many boxes.
It ticks
the box of somebody that Dom doesn't know they are.
Yeah.
Somebody that Dom kind of recognises but isn't sure.
Mm.
Someone that Dom absolutely recognises but doesn't know that much about them.
Yeah.
And then 100% recognises them and has, let's just say it now, before we start booking people, little or no interest in who they are or little or no knowledge about them. Like,
both alike.
Right? I would love it. You go, please welcome my first guest, and Dua Lipa walks in.
Right, okay.
Great. Right? I'd be fascinated to know, what's the first question, apart from, how are you?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah. She goes, yeah, I'm great, thanks.
Yeah. Why are you so brilliant? Let's talk about you and...
Oh, by the way,
tell us
new rule. You're not allowed to ask, why are you so brilliant?
Okay, yeah. Fine.
Okay?
Okay, I won't.
And after
won't.
How are you, your first question has to be...
Straight to the crux.
A question like a Parky.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, give him a nudge.
When you were younger...
Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's gone again.
Do you always want to be a singer?
Yes. Fine.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it, I think. It's my kind of gig. I can't prepare for it. So that's good.
Yeah, you can't do any prep.
You can't prep everyone on the planet.
Exactly. No, you can't. That's impossible.
But it'd be brilliant. Like, let's say John Cena walks in.
Right, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You're going to go in your head,
mm.
Okay, so that looks like John Cena.
Yeah.
Have they booked John Cena for this? Is it John Cena?
Yeah.
Why? Okay, I'm going to go down the line that it's John Cena. I just won't say his name.
Now that...
Oh, no. Oh, now I'm doubting myself that it's John Cena.
I'm cringing at that now. Because if it's a case of mistaken identity, that could be awful for them.
Now, in that scenario, would you go, good to see you, John, how are you? Or would you just go, nice to see you again, how are you?
How are you?
And then your next question has to be a question. So once you've got, how are you? Yeah, I'm great, thanks, good to be here. And you go, it's great to have you.
Yeah.
You have to have a question.
But luckily, you'll be helping me throughout this.
Maybe not at that point.
With an earpiece.
So, John, you think he might be John Cena. Yeah. Right?
You're on your own.
You say, how are you? He goes, I'm good, thanks. It's great to be here.
I will be.
Where are you going now?
I will be waiting. I've no idea. I've
because
no idea.
Can't I'll speak to Chris.
I know I can't, but I'll be praying that Chris says something in my ear at that point.
Should we try it?
I think
should we practice now?
If in doubt, just keep talking. And
okay.
Go on.
Okay. So.
Okay.
The guest is about to walk on.
All right.
And then as the music plays, I will just say a name of somebody that it might be.
Okay.
Right? That it might be.
Why don't I put my fingers in my ears and you tell everyone who you are? And I'll try and guess.
I want to know how you deal with.
Okay, all right, okay.
Right, let's just give this a whirl. It may or may not work.
All right.
Okay. You think it's John Cena?
Dom Show.
Lovely to see you. Thanks ever so much indeed for coming in.
You're welcome.
To see it. Good trip.
Yeah, good thanks.
Good trip here.
Yeah.
So, what a varied career. I mean, so many different feathers in your cap, strings in your bow.
Oh, I'm cringing already.
Shoes on your feet.
Now,
there'll be a lot of that, I think. There'll be a lot of talking out loud whilst I try and work out who the hell this person is.
Should we do another one? Let's try another one.
Yeah.
Okay, this is now, you look at them and you go, it looks a bit like, but I'm not 100% sure.
You know when me and you fly through turbulence? I've got that. I've got the sweaty palms.
So have I.
Yeah, have you? Have you? Okay, you'll try another one. Sure.
It looks like...
The Dom Show.
Somebody from Nothing But Thieves.
Thank you so much indeed for joining us. Welcome to The Dom Show.
Thank you.
Love to see you again.
Thank you.
Because we, you know... So, touring. What's all that about? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. Done any big ones recently?
Tours?
Yeah. Well, you've done a big one recently.
Not this year.
Not recently.
God, this is awful.
But you've done one.
You've done a big one recently.
Yeah. Now, when guest appears,
yeah,
because we'll stream this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we put on the screen who they are?
Well, you'll be able to say
so
the one.
So everyone, I'll be able to say when Dom's walking from here to the studio.
Yes,
yes.
Because there's a different studio. Everybody will know what's about to happen.
There's no radio between here and where we're doing.
So everyone will know that the woman who's going to walk in is Robbie Williams' wife.
Right. Okay.
But you.
Lovely.
Oh,
great.
That's a
really good one.
Ah. Oh.
And here comes Robbie Williams' wife.
The Dom Show.
Lovely to see you.
Hi.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you. And you?
How are you?
I am great, thank you.
Great. Welcome back to the UK for the first time.
I've been here many times, of course.
Yeah, of course you have.
Place here, but...
That's it. And you yourself, of course, are famous in your own right, aren't you? For
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. It's not just, you know.
How's
that going?
I don't know if it needs to be actually more questions. I don't think you can do that. So,
do you need to be more specific?
I think you need to bite the bullet and just go.
Yeah,
ask a question, a specific one, and then deal with it.
Yeah. I know James's mind is now whirring like an old printing press.
Yes, I know. I can see the
Since language. I said like John Cena and then Robbie Williams' wife, he's now going, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Where can we go with this? This is brilliant.
I love it. Even you said you've got sweaty palms.
Yeah.
I've got nothing apart from just joy on the horizon.
Absolutely. That's lovely. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I think that's the way. You've got to ask. You've got to.
Do you know what Mr. Beast looks like?
Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
Not a clue. Who is he?
Oh, God.
Not a clue. I've heard of Mr. Beast, but I wouldn't recognise
him. He's so famous.
Not really. I don't think so.
He's the most famous man in the world.
Is he?
Arguably.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, really.
Oh, I really wouldn't recognise him.
But then again, here's the thing. Somebody really famous could walk through the door and you might just freeze and go... So, for example, right, here we go. Let's try it very quickly. Ready?
The Dom Show.
Max Verstappen.
Okay. Lovely to see you. Busy time. Busy time coming up for you.
Yeah, certainly.
Isn't it? With all the sport and stuff you've got going on. How long does it take you... to get ready for what it is for the driving that you do
Do you mean getting ready for each race?
Yes.
Physically ready?
Thank you.
Like into the outfit?
Yes. How long did it?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? 10 minutes, is that all? Mm. And what's the fastest you've ever gone at?
What? Question two. What's the fastest you've ever gone at? So this is happening live tomorrow, unless Dominic calls in sick, which I think will be a good idea.
Dear. The Dom Show.
Tomorrow on this show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Kamiq. Big features in a compact SUV.
Radio X.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Calling all road runners, pedal pushers, splash makers, and thrill seekers. Take on the challenge and get moving for people affected by breast cancer. This year, tick off a bucket list goal, hit a personal best, or discover a new hobby at an event for breast cancer now. The money you raise will help fund our life-changing research and support. Sign up now and we'll support you with everything you need. Search Breast Cancer Now fundraising events.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalized limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
Kids Eat Free is back at Pizza Express from the 17th of February until the 2nd of March. One free piccolo meal per adult main ordered all day, every day. Terms apply. See website for details.
New customers get 12 months for the price of 11 at petsinapickle.co.uk. Use code 12 for 11. T's and C's apply.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy!
On today's 4 till 7, thang! No time for it yesterday due to our Q&A style Q&A with HR. So today, once more, we laugh with the nations and ask... Plus, radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. We go to Wickford for the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
The Cupra Drive event is back. Test drive one of our award-winning models and you'll enjoy up to £1,000 off your new Cupra, in addition to existing offers. Just order before the 31st of March and take delivery by the 30th of June. Experience the 100% electric Cupra Tavascan, our bold new SUV coupe. Follow your impulse. Search Cupra Drive event. T's and C's and exclusions apply. UK retail customers 18 plus. Saving includes VAT applied to on the road or manufacturer's direct price. New vehicles at participating retailers only.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Grab life by the car keys.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now.
Keeping it real. Fatboy Slim, Rockefeller Skank, it's 8:40 in the morning. We've got 20 minutes now to have a great chat with the one and only. Well, let's introduce them separately. They're two friends, two great friends, both actors. They've both done serious roles. They've both done comedic roles. We're live on Global Play. You can watch if you want. You look at the amazing back catalogue from Hollyoaks all the way through to massive ITV dramas. The brilliantly talented Mr. Will Mellor is here.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And the star of the royal family, Ralph Fickle.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Every time.
There it is.
Oh, and of course, sorry, the show that if you can, it gets millions of viewers, but you won't find one person in your life who's ever seen it. Oh. Death in Paradise, of course. Mm. Let's be honest, every actor's favourite gig, 9 months in Mauritius, however the hell that was filmed.
Guadeloupe.
There you go.
Guadeloupe.
Isn't that, anyway, oh, do you want to be a guest on Death in Paradise? Yep. Do you want to read the script?
Nah.
Just want to get out of here. How long can I stay?
I was a murderer on it.
Were you?
People actually say to me, well, when Ralph was doing it, you should go in it with your mate. I said, I was in it. I'm in prison. I killed someone.
You're still there.
Do you know, honest to God, they asked me to, obviously, like Ralph said, as soon as you get asked to do Death in Paradise, you think, I'm out in the Caribbean for 2 weeks. Yeah. So I had to read it. And then they said, well, I was playing a doctor. And I thought, me? A doctor? So they said, you got a stethoscope round your neck. I went, that'll do. I'll pass as a doctor.
I don't give you big, long medical terms or words or anything like that.
I did Casualty years ago and I was a receptionist. And I was so chuffed. I was so chuffed that I never had to come up with some big words in resource.
So some of that dialogue in those hospital dramas is something else. It's another language.
I'd kill to have seen you try and do that.
I was in reception just checking people in. They hit me limit then.
Jason Fleming was just sat there a couple of days ago and he's two young lads, his sons, are out doing the Lord of the Flies for the BBC, and he's literally the chaperone, and he had nothing to do.
Yeah.
5 months they were away. Where were they?
Were they Caribbean?
Somewhere like that. And he went, it's the best gig I've ever had.
It was just
5 months. They even asked me to stop going to set because I was a distraction. All right.
Yeah. Perfect.
Wow.
That sounds like a good
nice England
gig.
Was playing at the same time as well. The World Cup was on, so I probably worked for about 4 days out of 2 weeks. I needed a holiday when I got back. But I was a bit rough. You know, I spent a lot of time in that bar.
Ralph wasn't in it then, though, was he?
No, it was Chris Marshall.
Okay, all right.
And Ralph will tell you, there's quite a culture of drinking in the Caribbean. For Death in Paradise.
Not when I was there, I was a different era.
All right. But then and the crew all finished work and the
office. Don't look at me like that.
I am looking at you like that.
Listen, I've had media training, all right?
Are you dry now? You don't drink anymore?
No, I like a drink from time to time, yeah.
Time to time?
Yeah.
God, Will can't get through the day without a couple of pints.
Well, we've had this very discussion on our podcast many a time. He'll start looking about like 1 p.m. He'll be like, is it too early to crack a beer now?
He's talking nonsense. On the pod, we had a go on the other day.
Not true.
Because we was called 2 pints for Will and Ralph, right? So we're recording the podcast and we usually have a couple of pints because it's supposed to be representing two blokes in the pub, having a chat, come and join
keep
us, have
it
a bit
real.
Of banter.
Absolutely right.
And I had alcohol-free beer and he went mad at me. But I was like, it's the afternoon and I've not been feeling too well.
But normally, if you'd been feeling all right, what would you be drinking?
Well,
right. And what do I normally secretly drink?
Tea.
Thank you.
We're getting on now, Chris.
We're getting on. We're middle-aged men, Chris.
If on stage when we do the tour, which is what we're here to talk about, we do have a beer.
All right.
I'm not saying for you. I'm saying we do
take
have a beer.
Step back with you, Chris. We've got stuff to talk
I'll
about.
I'll have a nap.
We've got this, Chris. Shall I sit there?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And we have a couple of beers on stage and we cheers the audience and, you know, it's part of it. On stage, because it starts at 7:30, I can't drink in a day. I need a kip.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely with you. If I start drinking at 1, I can drink in at lunchtime. I can drink till midnight. No dramas. I mean, I'll be drunk, but easy. Mm. If I was drinking at 1 and stopped at 3...
No.
I'm ready for a nap at 10 past 3.
It's obvious, isn't it? Can't do it. I can't
till the next morning.
I might go out later, but it's very rare. I walk past people lunchtimes and blokes in suits having a pint outside a pub, and they'll have a couple of pints. I don't know how they do.
You get that thing where I'll walk past now, and you know when I was younger, I'd go, they're getting to have a beer, and now I walk past, and I go, ooh, it's not for me that anymore.
Unless I was then out for the duration.
Yeah, unless it's a sesh.
And the best ones are, and I'm just going to say it, like if my missus is away on tour and then I go out to the pub at 2 in the afternoon and I drink till 8 and then I can go home, no dramas, no worries, right? Feed the cat. Give it a little cuddle. Cat looks at me like I'm leathered. And then have a kebab. Go to bed.
Give the cat a bit of your kebab. That's what he said. Feed
wake up in the morning, no hangover.
I never get hangovers.
No,
Here's
one for you. Do you do? I've just went to Tenerife with the missus last week for a few days, Valentine's Day and all that. I made sure I got nice and tan because I knew he was doing some TVs. And I wanted Ralph to look extra pale next to me.
Sunbeds.
He looks like Casper today. That's not his fault, it's because I'm tan. I was out there, and you know, in the morning when you get to the airport, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning and people are having a beer.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you do that still? People no. still do it. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Do you know the holiday
part?
Do
you
do it? There's no time in an airport.
It's different roles.
It's different roles.
Yeah, love it. Yeah.
People having like shots. Talking about
having
a
beer and what have you, by the way. I just turned 45 a couple of weeks ago, February the 8th. Thank you very much.
You don't look
happy birthday. Thank you. And I was given a present by Auntie Dawn, and the present was a Chris Moyles bathroom diffuser.
Yeah! You are joking!
Yeah, for sure. My bathroom stinks now.
Beautifully.
<It's> just,
beautifully though, right?
Do you know what? I really wanted to come and mug you off, but I'm furious because I walked into the bathroom and I forgot. And I was like, that is absolutely lovely. And I'm like, oh no, don't tell him!
What does it smell like? Greg's. Meat potato pies. That's what my diffuser would smell like.
Well, it was going to be...
I don't think he sort of modelled it off his own bodily odour.
Yeah, no, it was
didn't Holly Willoughby bring it also? No, it wasn't.
Gwyneth Paltrow was
Holly Willoughby.
No, I'm sorry. You got mixed up. Maybe
I'd buy it.
Maybe I had a dream. Maybe that was a dream I had. Didn't she have a candle that smelt of her lower region?
Yes, she did.
Why would you want that?
I don't know. It depends what you're doing with a candle.
Yeah. I've got a lock up in Balham full of them if you want one. Let me know. Spent a fortune.
Just flies hanging around outside.
So let's talk about this. So unbelievably, Will Mellor and Ralph Little are doing a Two Pints podcast tour with new dates confirmed.
Yes. It's called November Nonsense. The clue's in the title when it is.
When is it?
November.
Brilliant. That's a great idea. That says not nonsense then, is it?
No, it is quite clever, in fact.
Look at that. Look, there they are. Look. Look. Look.
There we are.
Look at the look of disdain you're giving each other.
Yeah.
That's a look of love. That's a look of disdain.
And the phone on the table, is that for you to call someone and go, listen, I think Ralph's going to be out of this soon. Do you know what it is?
It's an interesting one.
There's two things. This red button, my emergency button, if Will starts saying something that I think is going to get us both cancelled, as you've experienced already on this chat, if he's going, I'm like, and it's basically, it's almost like an ejector. It's not quite, but I've pressed my emergency red button.
Do you know what it was?
And sirens go off.
It was Mustang Sally. He pressed it and then I get up and hey, I'm off. He goes, no, you're not singing it. It was just a distraction.
Yeah, it was to try and distract him. And then the red phone is if either of us are saying something where our producer thinks maybe we're going to get ourselves cancelled, the red phone goes off.
Yeah, producer calls us from the back of the room.
And this is for the live show.
Yeah.
Make sure that buzzer is plugged in and not on batteries because it's going to get used a lot.
It does. But do you know, it's a part of the show and it's good banter. The people, when the phone rings, the audience love it because it's like, and I'm like, well, I've not said nothing yet. And then.
And you almost always has.
it's less of the banker, more of the producer. And so you'll have a drink before you go on stage, right?
We have a couple of beers on stage.
But will you have a drink before you go on?
Honestly, times have changed.
Well, we have two on stage.
Times have changed. Boring.
I know.
No, so because you've got a show, so you can't turn up half smashed and just go, just enjoy yourself.
An hour first half, an hour second half, and we basically get through one pint of beer per half for the show. Yeah, and times have changed. Yeah. We're old.
We every year we do a drunken pubcast for charity. We do it once a year and we put it out and all the money goes to charity. We've got our ninth one on at the moment. So it's all of us from the show in a pub in a beer garden with Chris Tarrant. He's the guest this year. And this year I fell off the edge of the cliff a little bit.
Did you?
We take it in turns.
I introduced Chris Tarrant like this. The legend.
That is.
The godlike broadcaster.
Thank you.
The absolute chancer. Right, so that was that. An hour later, I asked somebody this question. Can I ask you a question? There's a story that I tell in the, because I've not watched it back yet. There's a story I tell that I've only found out from people texting going, I can't believe that story about you and insert name and person. And I'm like, why are people texting about that? How do people know about that?
Yeah.
I didn't tell that story, did I?
Oh.
Did I tell that story?
It's the ultimate beer fear, isn't it? Because it's being recorded
and
filmed as well. We feel very stupid. I don't know why we filmed.
Never record yourself drunk.
Never record.
We do it every year.
Evidence. It's called evidence.
It feels high risk. Don't keep receipts. Don't keep
Right, which one of these dates should I go to and have a couple of pints?
We're at the Dominion in London, so it's not far for you.
They're never going to sell that out. Well, that's why we're talking to you.
Why do you think we're giving it till November to sell it?
It filled out We Will Rock You. Now it's got Devil Wears Prada and it's got us chumps in it for
us. Us pair of clowns.
I just thought you were playing someone's house, like in all of these places.
We've got two tours already, and then we've gone and sold them out. So we've gone bigger. And listen, all we can guarantee is a good night out. It's loads of fun. It's not just me and him sat there chatting. Audience participation, there's games we play.
There's always a big finale.
There's one game where,
this time,
where we have a bit of a question. I don't want to give it away because it's a different game. But we, I get electrocuted every time someone gets a question wrong. Right?
Lovely.
And Ralph's in control of the electric button.
It's a terrible idea.
It's a nightmare because he runs around the stage. Like obviously, my arm's giving it loads while he's shocking me. And we said right, we'll test it on the people when they come up.
We'll just get a volunteer up. Yeah.
Just to prove that we're not acting. Because, you know, we're phenomenal actors.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. So,
yeah, very believable, what can I tell you? Mr. Bates, you know.
Say this one.
What did you just say?
Mr. Bates.
Oh, sorry, my buddy.
Leave it. Buzzer. That's me up. Producer's ringing. So we test it on this guy, and he's going, wah! I said, I told you, it works. And we said to this lady, we'll test it on you, and put it on her. She didn't, not one inch.
She didn't even flinch. She just looked a little bit bored.
Looked at us.
And unimpressed.
I said, did you not feel it? She went, yep. I've had kids.
It's just like, whatever. Okay. So we went, maybe...
Well, then you should have put the pads there.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I was like...
We did. Nothing.
I was like...
Numb.
Yeah, so it was like a candle. So I said, all right, well, I guess maybe it's not working. I'll just try it on Will. He shot through the ceiling.
Now, can you change the intensity?
We've
got one, and it's on low.
Like there!
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah. Well, no, I put it up to high, and this woman was like, I've had kids, this is nothing.
Oh, she's fun.
Yeah, I know.
Invited you next party.
So yeah, we're trying to sell it out. That's why we were on the one show last night. We met Kate Hudson. Will bored her.
She was lovely.
She
was willing to listen to my whole life story.
She made the mistake of saying to both of us, she was like, oh, do you have any siblings? I'm fascinated by sibling dynamics. And I gave her a very short answer. Will gave her a 25-minute autobiographical dialogue. During the war, me dad, and I haven't mentioned this to you, Chris, he leaned. Oh, there was a proper... Oh. He was talking... There was a proper lean going on.
Nice.
It was
thanks for asking, Kate.
She was a lovely person.
Grab yourself a coffee, take your shoes off. It's a long story.
Big star, and she was... Do you know, sometimes you meet people and you think, I wonder how they're going to be, you know what I mean, with their entourage and all that, and she was absolutely lovely.
He ran through every one of his family members, every sibling, what the dynamics were like.
But she's very... I've met before. I had a lunch with her one day, and she's very engaging, isn't she?
Do you know what
interested in you.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's asking questions that they genuinely want to know the answer to rather than...
Well, depending on how long the answer is.
She was gutted she asked me.
Did you put a name down on the guest list for one of the... Is she going to come to the tour?
I don't know. Roman Kemp said he wanted to come, so...
I'm going to ask her.
We're going to probably give away quite a few freebies to fill this one.
I'm actually going to ask her. I'm not texted her yet, but she gave me a number, so I'll ask her.
No, oh. Look at you. Wait, you're 45 now.
Does she not give you a number?
What, no?
Oh, that's weird. Sorry, go on.
I'm married, Ralph.
He's not going home with anyone's number. He likes his testicles attached to his body. He's not daft.
Talking about this...
She didn't really... Before that becomes a Daily Express headline, she didn't give me a number.
Talking about that, on the podcast, right, where it's just started, this season 5, and we were talking about certain things that happened last year, and we talked about this. Did you see this guy who sold this piece of art? It was a banana taped to a wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
For $4.8 million.
Yeah.
Now,
are you about to advertise your piece of art?
I was outraged by that, because I was like, A, what idiots bought that, but B, he's got some nuts on him to be able to put that into Sotheby's and go, do you want to sell this? And why didn't he go, it's a banana, right? So I said, well, I'll throw my hat into the ring. So on the podcast, I was like, right then, I'm going to stick some plums to a board with some tape and sell it.
Good idea.
And he did.
And nothing.
And I just sold it yet.
Why no one paying a lot of money for my plum stuck to a board?
Where can people buy it?
Go to my podcast and just have a look up there. I'm accepting offers and I'll take £1 million. I don't want 4.8.
Yeah, you don't need 4.8.
No, that's just
how much are you willing to pay for my plum stuck to a board? Is all I want to know, Chris.
I'd pay money if your actual plums were stuck to a board.
And that would be quite an artistic expression.
But you've got to stay out of shot as much as you can. Don't mind me. Don't mind me.
Yeah, it represents how manhood has now been stuck down, that we can't be men anymore. You see, if you put a meaning behind it, it sells more money.
God love the Eos were stuck down years ago.
They're still out. I can't get them. They're near my knees now.
All right, in November then, here are where the boys are going to be playing. Birmingham, York, Liverpool, Stockton-on-Tees, Glasgow, Manchester, Reading, London, Halifax, Sheffield, Nottingham, Stoke-on-Trent. It's the dartboard tour. Now, if you're anywhere near London, get tickets to see them at the Dominion Theatre on the 16th of November.
Yeah, great. That.
Are you going to come along?
Venue is amazing.
16th of November. I mean, that's amazing.
Why are you looking at your diary like you know what you're doing in November?
I might not be here.
You guys should come along.
Let's have a look.
Yeah. Love very occasionally, depending on if somebody fancies it, we'll get a little guest on stage. Why don't you come on stage?
Yeah, I'm not here.
No, I didn't think you would be. Are you washing your hair?
Is there a fee?
What?
Yeah,
what?
You get a beer.
Big.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You can get a bit of merch.
I tell you what, I'll come on as a guest.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely leathered.
Yeah. No, fair, not a problem. That's it's perfect. In keeping. It's not a problem.
Electrocute these!
Straight to sanitate them to a board.
Do you know, let me just put it straight as well. Me and Ralph get a lot of messages saying, why aren't you coming to this place? Why aren't you coming? We are not in control.
We plan the tour.
Yeah. We barely write the show, basically. We don't know what we're doing until we turn up. We do. But we don't know. And hopefully there'll be more dates added because we're talking about maybe going to Ireland and other places. So
tickets, I don't want to jinx anything, but tickets seem to be going very well. So please do come and see us.
Yeah, and forget your problems for 2 hours. Have a bit of fun with me and him. That's what it's about. People need to laugh nowadays, don't they? And before banter's cancelled, could be cancelled next year, so there might not be any more tours.
Are you all right? Have you had a lot of coffee?
I've had two coffees. I've had too many.
Every single podcast, every single time we do an episode, Will's like, I'm just worried we won't have anything to say. And I'm like, shutting you up is the difficult bit. What are you talking about?
Sell.
You get carried away, don't you? When we did a tour after we left the old place, we went on tour, and I used to open the show with about 5-6 minutes of like stand up, like just how are you? Thanks for coming, blah blah.
Yeah.
And on night one, I ad-libbed. I mean, it was all mainly ad-libbed, and I had pointers, and I ad-libbed a couple of things. I'm that was good. That I'll do that tomorrow. So that went into the next day. And then the next show, you ad-lib something else. You do something with someone in the audience. That's good. I'll do that the next day. By the 8th or 9th show, my 5-6 minutes at the top. 14, 15 minutes.
Exactly. And that's the interval. We'll see you for the actual show.
Yeah.
Dominic wasn't even turning up till half eight. He's like, there's no point in getting there.
Fine, yeah.
I'm not going to be on.
Yeah.
Well, listen, always a pleasure to see the pair of you.
Yeah, good luck with the tour. That sounds awesome.
Where do people get tickets from?
Go to twopintspodcast.com. It's Live Nation, this tour. You go to Ticketmaster. But
Live
everything's
Nation?
Lady
Gaga and you?
You're not playing games.
Hey, you know what I mean?
We're having a go, Chris. We're having a go. You better come and see us now before we hit the stadium.
There'll be a range of diffusers before you know it. Will's gonna do a candle.
Do you want one for the set? Do you want a diffuser for the set? So
I would love
nice.
A diffuser
right.
for
Depends
the set.
Depends how much you want to sponsor us for selling your diffuser on tour.
Well, what do you mean? No, it's a product placement, isn't it?
All right. We're all right then. We're not.
you make your own Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
I think I
tell you what, Will, I'll make you a one-off candle.
Thank you very much. I bet it's going to smell lovely.
Oh, it won't.
Molesy, I would love a diffuser. Thank you very much. It's a very kind offer.
You've
problem.
Got one.
Oh, I'd like another. I'll surprise you. Oh, here's another thing. One show last night.
What?
One shot, I walk into it. We had separate dressing rooms, which is nice. And I walked in and he's like, hey. And he's opening his case because he's down for a couple of days. It's full of M&M's, Maltesers. Just robbed it from the green room. Like, are you not making
excuse me. He's there for the taking.
I can't believe you just turned down a free diffuser. Like, I'll never use it, but it's free. I'll keep it.
Oh, I didn't say it was free.
Oh, right. Is there a fee?
Yeah, it's free, but there'll be 30 quid you hand over. No problem.
Okay.
Go to twopintspodcast.com.
Yes.
Yep.
Get your tickets to see the boys in November. Just buy them now. Buy them today, and then you'll forget all about it. And then as it leads up to November, you'll go, oh, we've got tickets to see the boys. I mean,
and in the meantime, you can listen to our podcast. Just go to the same place, and you can find our podcast, and then you'll know what you're coming to see.
Season five just launched. Unbelievable. I mean, I've heard it. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I'm surprised.
Good Lord, people listen to any old crap these days. ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Ralph Little and Mr. Will Mellor.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland. It's back, Trev.
And it's big.
How big, Connie?
Like this big.
Wow, that is big.
Argos's Big Red event is back. Save on thousands of products with our Big Red discount codes. There's more to Argos. Offers end 25th of February, subject to availability in selected stores and argos.co.uk.
Right now, exclusively at Morrisons, you can turn your big shop into a range of free Pyrex containers with new MoreCard stamps. And for every £10 you spend, you get a stamp. The more stamps you earn, the more Pyrex you can get. Turn your big shop into free Pyrex at Morrisons.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
MoreCard.app required. 16 plus. Excludes online and Morrisons daily. T's and C's apply. See online for details.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Manic Street Preachers are back with their brand new album, Critical Thinking. Including the singles Decline and Fall, Hiding in Plain Sight, and People Ruin Paintings.